that's something. Is ipso facto a denial of the causation of the emes. In other words, you can't believe in, you know, it's belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hashgacha is a belief in the emes. And it's through the Derech HaEmes. So if a person is going to believe that his fate is determined by some stupidity, he's just going to say this is a law of nature when it's not. Basically, what he's endorsing is a stupid type of reality. Now, once he does that, then he has no access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is only, it's only a, the only access you have is through the realm of Chachma. So now he's saying that his fate is not dependent on Derech HaChachma, his fate is dependent on the stupidity. So then he's a Kofar Bicker.
The first one is merely a bizayon for the Am Chacham.
The first reason is simply that anything that's stupidity is usher for the Am Kaddish. Any kind of stupidity. And this is stupidity, so that's it. Any kind of stupidity. But then he says, but this is another thing over here also. Not only that, this is not a harmless stupidity. Even if it were a harmless stupidity, holds, that also you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Okay, any stupidity you're not allowed to do.
This severs the whole tie to...
But this is ipso facto going to make him a kofer, because there is nothing to this, and now he's positing that this is a something. So now he's positing that his fate is contingent upon a non-reality. So then he can't use Chachma anymore. He's not tied to his fate being determined by Derech HaChachma. So the Derech HaTorah is completely blocked off from that.
Right.
So he's a Kofar Bicker. It leads him to becoming a Kofar Bicker.
This is right in line what you said about the whole principle of Rambam's Kofar Bicker. He talked about the Iker is the real Chachma. That's the Iker he was saying you were Kofar with.
That's correct.
Not a principle, but the method.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what he's saying. That's why the Chinuch will not accept an answer. A person will say, look, I'm Boteach Hashem, but this is the black cat. That's just natural law. That's the general method that people use to protect themselves against their own sense of accusation, self-accusation, that they're denying God. But in truth, that answer is worthless. Because the moment the person, as I said, the moment the person makes his fate depend on stupidity, it means it's so facto his fate does not depend on reality. Not depend on reality? That's a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will command us. Okay. That's the Chinuch on Los Anachasha. Okay. So we did Los Anachasha. So Los Anachasha is a superstition. And what else? And of course, it depends on the degree. That's why he says lo od she'ein siba ladiach ha'odam emunas Hashem midarasa. It means it's the beginning of that. It's like the beginning. You can't say right away, guy does one thing, he's a kofar bicker. But it's the beginning of the downfall of his whole derech of the tzelem alakim moving towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the beginning of the it's a breach. Okay. Now the okay, so that's lo sanachashu, and then you have ma'onim and kosmin. Okay, ma'onim and kosmin. Now it's interesting, ma'onim and kosmin. So we mentioned, we think that the chinuch maintains that there is such a thing as extrasensory perception, that the elder is a thing. The Rambam says udvarim o'elu kulon divrei sheker v'chazavim. Okay. Yeah. So he says it's all light. And that includes, of course, Asul Onin and Alacha Tess. Asul Onin says, Af Pisha Lo Asa Maisa Ela Hodia Osan HaKizovim. Lies. Shaksilim Medamin Shehein Divrei Emes. The Divrei Chachamim. He says that those, he's Modia these lies. V'chol Osan Medneo Atz Tagninus. Because of astrology, the kivan malachto or alichaso ba'oso la'eis shekavu hovre hashemayim areza loka shenem alos anenu. Okay. interesting thing is the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah is funny. And here he says absolute lying shtesavel. And Yesod HaTorah in the end of Yesod HaTorah, Perek Yud, so the Rambam says about the Bedika of the Navi, that you both, they can both also Pomim Harbe, and Nimtu Dvar of Nemonim, Kulon, I raise a Navi Emes. So now the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says a strange thing. He says, "V'haloha ma'onim v'kosmim omen masha osid lios u'ma hefresh yesh bein anavi reinam." And what's the Rambam's question over here? Rambam says clearly over here that this is durei kizavim and kizavim. Shaksilim asul onay nafis lasa meisel adiasana kizavim shaksilim medamin shein divrei emes divrei chachamim. Their lies and stupidities, and fools believe them. And over here the Rambam says, "V'alolav amonim v'kosmin omrim masha asid lios u'ma hefresh yesh bein anavi reinam." I mean, what kind of a question is this? What's the Rambam asking over here?
Yes.
And then the Rambam goes on. He says, "Ela shahama onim v'kosmin v'kayotze bohen miktsas divrayim miskaimin u'mitzasan ein miskaimin." Some things do happen, some things don't. Kain shenam, I quote the pasuk. Okay. At yamdin av yashia chahav reshamayim chosim b'kochavim modim l'chadashim asher yivo alecha mei asher yivo alecha v'lo kol asher. Some things will happen, some things won't. And then he says, "The efshishle yiskayim mi devrayim klon." And it's possible nothing what they say will happen. Ela yitu bakol ki inyin shenema meisar osos badin v'kosmin yaholel yaholel. I don't have the pasuk on me. Okay. So that's the difference. That by some things will happen, some things won't happen, and it's possible that nothing will happen. Aval anavi kol dvarav kayomim shenema ki lo yipo. It's like a lot of straw with one little bit of good there. What is it I'm and here he says mechazvin again. Another yadir lochem divrei emes. Vein atem tzrichim lamon v'kosin. The kayos of Hashem loyimatzu b'chol mavim noviz davaish. What? There's something funny in the Rama. If it's just stupidity, so then there's a big difference between the monim and kosin. You see? And the Rama says clearly that it's absolute stupidity. Also lohane. The lies. The fools believe that he's a divrei emes, but a chacham doesn't. So what is the Rambam saying? There's a world of difference. Okay, now the Rambam says is 100% Amos. But the Rambam's question is, over here, is it mutter for a person, levake shoasidus? You see? That's his question. His question is that perhaps in being levake shoasidus itself, the Torah does not want man to be mevakei shasidus, and to be mevakei shasidus itself is the worst thing. A person is not supposed to do that. You see, that's what the Rambam's question is. The Rambam's question is not in terms of the comparison of the methods. Of course, one is shus v'havel and one is dvar Hashem. No comparison. But the Rambam's question is that why are we allowed to pursue because he predicts the future. So the Rambam says, V'alo ha'ma'onim v'akosmin omrim masha osiliyos umma hefresh yesh b'inan ovya v'inam. So why is it osir to be ma'onim and kosim? On the surface, you might say, because the answer is looking into the future. A person should just live with the knowledge he has now and not look into the future. So therefore, so then the Rambam raises the question, if that's the case, he says, so if that's the issue of ma'onim and kosmim, so why is the Navi any better? What's the difference? That's the Rambam's question. He says, okay, that's the question. What's the difference in terms of being mevakesh or asidus between the Navi and the ma'onim and kosmim? The Torah asked ma'onim and kosmim. Why? Because the Torah apparently didn't want men to look into the future. So if that's the case, so then why is the Navi any better? That's his question. So what's the Rambam's answer? So the Rambam's answer is like this. You see, the divrei, it's true. See, I just want to explain to you. Why does the Rambam say some things could happen, some things could not happen, and sometimes nothing happens? So what does it mean? Why is it considered, though, sichlus and kizavim? Because the answer is that these people, the Ma'onim and Kosmim, they don't say the thing may happen, may not happen, or it might not happen at all. What they say is it's definitely going to happen. Because they go into a trance, and they maintain that the trance tells them exactly what's going to happen. And they maintain that it will happen. And basically, it's a whole belief system on their own powers and abilities to forecast the future. You see, that's a complete kazav, an absolute lie. That's what the Rambam says, that's the sichlim believe in these things. Anyone that believes that there is a method for a person to go into a trance and to access the future, that's a shota. And that's a shota, it's a rasha, it's a person far removed, the farthest removed from Torah. But nevertheless, you see, that's what the Rambam means. It's true, some things could happen, some things could not happen, and sometimes nothing will happen. But that's not what they say. They maintain that they have access to the future and they have definite knowledge. That's an absolute cause of an absolute lie. But the Rambam says there is an implication in the Torah that whole derech is wrong, searching into the future. So in that sense, he says, so what's the difference between Ma'onim and Kosmim and the Navi? So the Rambam gives the answer. What's the answer? The answer is one thing, because the Navi is emes. Since the Navi is 100% emes, it's factual, then you have a right to search for the information. The question is, can you look into the future or not? The answer is, looking into the future where there is no emes, then you're under the sway of an emotional, mystical intuition of looking into the future. Then you're under the sway of that derech avodah zarah. But if you would know that an individual has 100% knowledge because he's a Navi Hashem, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. That the Torah allows a person to do. The reason is because since it's emes, emes is emes. There's no difference. That's what the Rambam is saying over there. In Cain, he says, what's the difference between so why in one case is the search osir in a derech avodah zarah and the other case is not, and mutter, it's mutter? So the answer is one difference. There's a sheker and kazov, and this is emes. Emes? Yeah. Emes, you can look into the future, nothing wrong. Once the person knows that it's emes, and it's Dvar Hashem, it doesn't matter past, present, or future. Emes is emes. You see, that's what that's what the Rambam's answer is. That's what the Rambam is saying. Ubadavar azeh akosav eftiach v'omar sh'osan advarim shemodiyin ha'ma'onim v'akosmim l'umos u'mechazin, their whole derech is derech kozov, and is based upon a primitive sense of an individual's omniscience and omnipotence, which is completely primitive and false. Hanavi yodiyo lechem divrei emes. You're concerned about the future? There is a way the Torah did allow a Navi. Why? Because what he's saying is 100% emes. 100% emes doesn't make emes. Doesn't matter. Emes doesn't matter. Emes yesterday, emes today, emes tomorrow. That, the Torah says, there is nothing wrong with that. So that's what the Rambam says. love, no chama, the shalom, the kiyot in the hands. I feel it's like a yachid madila. Kishol, shavdu aveda, v'alchu nevada adim akoma. That's 100% mutter. Why? Because as long as you're following chachma and your knowledge tells you, that's what the Rambam says before, you have to investigate the Navi and see, is he really Navi, is he not a Navi, and give him many, many tests, and you see that it is 100% proven, that's it. So now knowledge dictates that this is MS. Once it's MS, you're embracing the MS. Doesn't matter which MS, whether it's the past or the future. It doesn't make any difference, or present. But Ma'onim and Kosmim is Kazov. So that's a primitive pursuit. That's an idolatrous, that's a Derech Avodah Zara. That's the pursuit that's motivated by the primitive emotions. That's a completely different realm of existence. That's an existence of an Avodah Zara. That's why here again, you see things that are close, but are completely unrelated and completely different paths. One is the Derech Avodah Zara, and one is the Derech Hashem. And that's the Rama. That's what the Rama says. What's the difference between Ma'on and Mekosim and between the Navi? They're both the future. Yeah, it's true, they're both the future. But one investigation of the future is based upon primitive man and Derech Avodah Zara. And the other is based upon Chachma and Emes. Chachma and Emes, that's 100% Mutter. As a matter of fact, the Torah allowed and the Torah gave the Navi to Klal Yisrael so they should be in a situation which will remove them from the desire to pursue the other Derech Avodah Zara. That's Navi, that's the Rambam explains. And there's no harm to them in that, because as long as it's based on Yediyah and Chachma and Emes, then there's no harm. And as a matter of fact, like that's what Rambam's saying. Navi Mekivacham Echecha Kamoni. You won't have to. You won't even need to. The Torah made it easy for man. Now he doesn't need to even be. He shouldn't even be under a situation of where he has an assignment for such a thing. The Torah, in certain situations, at certain times, the Torah didn't want that Klal Yisrael should even have the need for such a thing to be under that assignment. But the difference that was Hashgachas Hashem. And in terms of the Navi, all the time when there was Navor. But that's not the Rambam's. The Rambam, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his chesed. But in terms of the Adam, in terms of the person, the difference is completely no relationship. No relationship at all. Qualitatively differentiated Derech. One is the Derech of Ma'onim and Kosmim, and one is the Derech Hamas.
Abi?
Yes.
Would you say that it still is better for man not to inquire about the future, even though he has the ability here with Navi?
He has a Navi, there's nothing wrong with it. If he has a Navi, there's nothing wrong. See, Shaul did it. Nothing wrong. As long Emes, there's nothing wrong with Emes. Emes is 100% nothing wrong with it. Torah would never give a mitzvah that has some harm.
Ready?
Yes. I never said it. I don't think we have knowledge of that. Why never will stop? Yeah, we don't have knowledge of all these things. Yes. That's correct. That's right. What he means is not to give in to the primitive emotion to search for the future. That's correct. The Rambam agrees, same thing. But when you have a Navi and you know it's Emes, that's not catering to that emotion. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, that's the Rambam's question. And that's the Rambam's answer. Yes, correct. That's right. That's what it means. It means to say that a person that looks for the future is trying to get away from the system of Schar Onesh. That's exactly what we're saying. We say that all the time. That a person that's looking for these kind of things is trying to get around Schar Onesh. That's what he says. Kabel, you don't want to be, that means you don't want to Kabel what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. It means you're trying to get around Schar Onesh. Rashi, that's exactly what he's saying. But nevertheless, Rashi didn't hold it was us for the Shul to go to the Navi. Because that's Emes. He wants to find. He lost his donkey. He lost his possessions. He has a right to do it. That's a natural law. That's Emes. If God gives the person the opportunity, he has a right to do it.
Okay.
But But that's all Rashi. See, that's my point over here. What Rashi's saying is 100%. That's exactly right. What Rashi's saying is Rashi's describing. What I'm trying to say over here is that there are two things in these areas, and the reason why it's so is because man is very, can fool himself, always can fool himself very easily. Man, by nature, is the greatest self-deceiver, by nature. Now, that's why things that look similar, he will always say, that's the same thing. Where it's benefit, where for his objective, for his purpose, it's beneficial to say that. So in order not to consider himself a chote, he will say that. It's like the Rambam says. A person that's an utzel will say he's a big philosopher. But he's lazy. So man will always do that. Things that look similar will always, for his own purpose, in order to satisfy his own emotions, will always say they're identical. And that's the thing, that's the key over here. In all these mitzvahs, the key is to recognize that. That one person could be going to the Navi to find out where he lost his possession. That person is not doing any avera. On the contrary, he's acting 100% in line with the Torah. And another individual can go to somebody who will go into a trance and try to tell him where his possession is, and that's the worst Oved Avodah Zarah, the worst human being. Looks the same, but it's not. Why? Because one is based on Chachma and Das, and that's 100% the Derech HaTorah, and the other one is just catering to his primitive emotions because he doesn't want to accept the situation that God gave before him. Like Rashi says, and he wants to invite Shasidus to try to get out of the Schar Va'onesh. He's not happy with Hashgachas Hashem. That's exactly, it sounds like a fine point, but these are two different worlds. That's extremely important over here. If a person doesn't have that clear over here, he'll fall into the pitfall of the worst of errors. But that's the key idea, is that the person has to, that's coming to Yom Hashem Alekecha. That's why you require a Tamimus over here. If the tzmimus isn't here, the person can easily slip into a different gear and tell himself he's in chayo alba when basically he's in shiva medur ganim. That's basically the difference over there. And worse, ain't looking at alba, even worse again. Ganim is not so bad. Basically, the ganim is not so bad. It's a good thing, but it's worse. He's ain't looking at alba. So these are two different drachim completely. You can't get lost in the fact that it looks like it's close. That's what people do. That's exactly what people do. They defend themselves because they give these pat answers, like I said before. Oh, this is just like, I treat this just like a natural law. Okay? Says that you won't need none in the cosmos because you have the nothing. That's the Ram himself says that. That's what he quotes. Doesn't the Ram say that, I believe? Why? You know, if God gave him the ability to attain that knowledge, then that's it. Then that's part of the system of Schar Va'onesh. Yes, that depends. Depends on God's Hashgacha. That depends. That's what the Ram says. He says, Navi Yadir Lechem Divrei Mesein Atem Tzichem Lamar in the Kosmos. The Kiyot Tzivav. That you'll have to do. If it's Navi, that's what the Rambam says. It looks the same, but that's the whole Rambam over there. Ma bein ma'onin and kosam and Navi. Yagadam put them in the same breath. I mean, they're two different. One is shekel achazah, the Rambam says, and the other one is divrei emes. But the answer is, he's showing you it's a fine line. But it is a completely different world. The Navi Hashem, 100% Mutar Gal. But why? Because, how do you know he's a Navi Hashem? Because Yetzel HaMelekim is Maimon in the Torah, Maimon HaSinai. You know it's Emes. You know there's a Navi. You investigated the Navi. Everything he says is Emes. This is Emes. Emes, Hashem HaMelekim Emes. That's, now you're in line with reality. Nothing wrong with that at all. Emes is Emes. The other case, you're following primitive emotions, which desire to give you a certain protective type of situation where you don't have to fall prey to Schar Va'onesh. That's Derech Avodah Zarah.
Rebbe?
Extremely important. Yes.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I was just saying, you see from that, the next Rashi, from what was quoted.
Yes.
Rashi, it's Malkecha.
Yes.
Tzura Ala Ma'onin Nival HaKosmen. Tere Hishra Shechina Al-Nathim B'Lurim B'Turim.
Oh, there it is. That's it. That's exactly right. Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Rashi is saying, the first Rashi is describing the exact motivation of all these people that do these things. That's their motivation. You can't describe it better. Rashi's perfect. But the Rambam's taking up a different question. Rambam is filling in over here. He's showing you that it looks like it's the same type of thing, but these were worlds apart. This is Derech Avodah Zarah and this is Derech Hashem. Two different, it's close. But again, I have to reemphasize that in all these things, that's why the Pasuk says, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekecha, because you could fool yourself over here very, very easily. And that's what people do. And they lose Chayei Olam Haba with that. That slight little error is a loss in Chayei Olam Haba. Very, very serious mistake. Yes.
That's
the other system. Once, if you miss one link, one chut of emes that's missing over here, you're in the other camp. That's what. What's chachma? Then that's the case of Menaches, where the guy says this is chachma, that the black cat is a natural law. Is it chachma? If it's not, if you say something is not chachma, and you say chachma, the Torah took care of every single case. That's why every case, just look at the Torah, you'll see the answer. The guy will say this is chachma, but it's not chachma. That's Menaches. That's the same thing that Menaches does. He says this is chachma. Same exact thing. That's it. The guy says, Chish Rebbe's another. Your Rebbe never said he's another. He never was proven, never tested. There's no nefu in chutzlar, so only against her. If he says that, that means he is on the other course. That's the course of Avodah Zarah. And if we'll say that it's chachma when it's not, lo sinachesh. Every one of these things the Torah takes care of. There isn't a single emotion here that the Torah didn't take care of. ESP is not, even if you hold that ESP is a higher chance type of thing, but it doesn't really tell you, a person that does ESP is not the Ma'onin and the Kosein. Ma'onin and Kosein is where he says that, I'm telling you this is so, and he believes it. That's something else. A person will say, I had a dream, and he believes that the ESP, there are people that believe in ESP, he'll say that that's a different thing. But again, there's no reason to go into this type of thing because we know today that it's nonsense and that it's Derech Sheker. So anything that's foolish and is not supported by emes and facts, you're not allowed to believe in it. Absolutely usher to believe in it.
So it ends up there's no difference between a black cat and a black hat.
I don't want to get into specifics. I just want to learn the halachas, and that's it. There's no reason to condemn people or put people down and create machlokes. Shouldn't do that. But you have to know the emes, and you have to live by the emes. And a person should not try to undertake things that are harmful and create machlokes. But that's a very important thing, very important principle. Yes. Yeah, you should value the emes for the emes, and you consider yourself fortunate. Yes. That's correct. That's right, correct. That's what he said, yep. Yep, that's exactly what he said. Hello, Elohim Pisonim. That's it. You're right. That's very good. But it's extremely important, like I said. I mean, you can fool yourself very easily, and you can say, this is that. But that's exactly the thing. That's over here, if you fool yourself, he loses Chayot Mal Mabah. You can't, it's not a harmless error. Okay? All right. Okay, we'll stop there, Rabosa. Okay. Okay. Yes, right here.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Now, I just want to clarify something. You're saying that the Mahefesh, the question is not how do I know the difference between to establish the prophet from the Menaches, but the question is what's the difference in terms of our right to listen to him?
That's correct.
I'm just looking at the Rambam. He takes up the same issue in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMashiach.
Yes.
I mean, just on the surface, it seems to be that he's playing sharp. He's saying, let me just read you quickly. I have an English translation.
Why don't we take Hebrew?
I don't have. That's about looking.
I have to.
Take a maybe, you know.
I'll take a look at it. Where's that?
In the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMashiach, he takes up the whole issue of, you know, the Vu, and he raises the question that if a person should think to himself and say that the prophethood is established by the fulfillment of the prediction of future events by him who makes such claims, then all the enchanters, astrologers, and spiritualists could plead a claim of prophecy, since we often observe them eye to eye predicting what the future will bring. They said this is a big topic, etc., etc., and I say that the... It gives the same answer. I say that the enchanters, astrologers, and other people in that category do predict common future happenings, but only some of these predictions will be right and some will be wrong of necessity.
Well, that's what he says here.
That's what I'm saying, but he's raising true. And he says they themselves don't even claim that they're always true. Even these spiritists do not commit themselves nor pride themselves in being correct in all aspects of these things they foretell. So I'm just saying, but he's bringing it up. It seems that the question is that you might be mistook as to who's a genuine prophet and who is not, since it's based upon prediction. And then he goes on that the test is that the prediction must come true absolutely. And
right, that's correct. That's correct. But I'm saying that's right. Those facts are right. But those facts lead to a world of difference that if you don't emphasize that, you're missing the whole point of the Derech Avodah Zarah and the Derech HaTorah. And that is only when we know the thing is MS do we have a right to follow it. That's the difference. That's what the Rambam is saying. If it's MS, there's no harm. But if it's astrologers, even if they should be right 60% of the time, if a person places his belief system in that, and he's moved by that, then he's an Ovid of Arzal. Because then something else is moving him inside himself, which is of a different source. It's not the Emes anymore. That's the key idea. That's the key idea in the realm. And he doesn't contradict himself over there. He's just telling you the facts. The facts are right. No, if he'd be right 100% of the time, that's what the Rambam is saying. If he'd be right 100% of the time, then it'll be Emes. Then it'll be the Emes. But since he's not, even if you should believe that there is such a thing as extrasensory perception where a person can have an edge, but that is not... That's basically a... That's not Emes, because it's not always right. So a person that guides himself by that is not guiding himself by Emes. He's guiding himself by the mystical force. That's what the Rambam says. The key thing is the last point. That's what the Rambam is saying in the Yad. That the difference between the two are one is a person lost in the mystical, and the other person is in the Emes. That's the difference.
Okay.
Yeah. That has to be that way. Otherwise, how could one be a Lavin and the other one be a Mitzvah? It's not possible. Okay. All right, guys, we'll stop here. Take it. Yeah. I'm telling you, Bismana said there's no basis for it, and anyone that believes in it today is Maimon and Shekel Achazel. There were different times when people were in it. We can only go by one thing, by Das and Chochmah. So it doesn't make any difference. If he's right a little bit more, I mean, he's not right. That's a factual question.
Right, then you would be able to follow him to
absolutely. No, you couldn't, because you can't follow him because you're following him is because you believe it's true. It's not because you believe it's a 51% chance or that it might not happen altogether. What do you mean it could be? Everything could be, but that's not a Derech HaChaim to go by what could be. Derech HaChaim is to go by Chachma.
No, but you know there's a probability if something would happen, you could act accordingly, and without knowing
100%
sure, but you know, you could act in a
harmful
type of way with that knowledge.
It doesn't, that's not what the Ma'onin and the Menachesh do. The Ma'onin and the Menachesh means he's mechavein myself according to what they're saying. It's not that he's saying it's a 60% chance. That's not what he's saying. He's being mechavein myself. That's the law. The law is mechavein myself. If a person would know there's and I don't know how it would work out, but I don't know, odds and a thing like that, I don't know, it's a different area. That's not what I was talking about. Okay, take care.